That's called you're selling oisiyos. You're selling letters means you're selling your star. So Rabbi Nosson says a serena of the oisiyos nicknas the mashicha. You could be carrying both of them by making a mashicha, pulling them over star, and you have to write a star also. If I want to sell you a ship, I have to make a mashicha and a star. And if I want to sell you a star, I have a star that Shimon owes me $1,000, and I want to sell it now to Yehuda. So Yehuda has to make a mashicha to pull it to himself, and also I have to write a new star now to Yehuda, saying that I'm selling him this star. That's what Rav Nosson says. So more asked the question: Oisiyos man dechash shemayu? Who's talking about oisiyos, about a star? Lekor, we're talking about a svina, about a ship. Sumarian says, no, I'll tell you, chasuri mechsura vokiketoni. Something is missing here, and this is the way the Braisa should be learned. Like this. Svina, if you want to buy a big ship, what's the kinyan? How do you buy a big ship? What's the kinyan? Niknes for meshicha. Tanakam says you can make a meshicha on a ship. If you pull the ship, there's a kinyan. The oisiyos b'mesira. If I want to sell you a star, oisiyos means I have a star that somebody owes me $1,000. I have a check that somebody wrote me out $1,000. And I want to sell it to somebody else. So if you sell it to somebody else, meaning that now he'll be able to collect the money from your loiva. So how do you sell a star? You sell it also by mesira. When I hand it over to you, mesira, that's called a kinyan on a star also. Rabbi Nosson says no. Rabbi Nosson is the one that says, Rabbi Nosson Neimer, Savina v'yosiyas. He says both of them. Savina v'yosiyas, niktas v'mashicha. That both of you want to be kind of a ship. Or else, if I want to sell you my star, the kinyan is only meshicha, moving it, and not a mesira. Just handing it over is not the kinyan. Now, over meshicha uvi star, you have to do both. You have to make a meshicha, move it. Uvi star, you have to write up a star also. That's what Rav Nosson says. So, Mari Asakasha, first of all, star le svina lomeli. Why do you have to have a star by a svina? A svina is a boat. It's metaltlin. It's something that's movable. Usually, you don't write a star on metaltlin. A star is only on karka. So how do you have to write a star? What's the more saying now to write a star? To write a star by a svina. Lomli metaltlihi. It's metaltlim. It seems that's movable. You don't have a star usually on something that's movable.
Yeah.
So more to kasha, what do you have to star for? It's metaltlim. On metaltlim, you don't write a star. Elul Gemara says, lav hochi ketoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Svina is niknas the meshicha. A svina, the kinyan is meshicha, moving it. The oisiyos, if I want to sell you a star, oisiyos means I have a star that somebody owes me $1,000. I want to sell it to you, the mesira. If I hand it over to you, that's the kinyan. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Nosson Neimer, svina be meshicha. Rabbi Nosson agrees, svina, the kinyan is like a meshicha, moving it, that's the kinyan. The oisiyos, on this Rabbi Nosson argues, what's the kinyan for oisiyos? Bishtar. You have to write up another star. It doesn't help a Mesira giving over a star, because Mesira helps on a Zach that's Gufa Mammon. If I hand you over something, a watch, a hat, that's worth something, so that's the Kinyan. Here a star, the actual star itself is not worth anything. It's a piece of paper. What's worth is you could collect other money with it. So therefore, just handing over the star, that's not the Kinyan. If you want to give away the Kuschus to collect this Halvor that you have to write up another star. That's what Rav Nosson says. The Yaisiyas Bishtar. So Marat Akar question, Savina b'Meshicha, what are you saying? Rav Nosson holds that a Kinyan on a ship is also Meshicha. It is self read the Gemara, Hainal Tanakama. That's the same Allah as the Tanakama. So of course, Mashmet Samachloik is Tanakama in Rav Nosson. And according to this, they're both saying the same thing. So Marat says, Elo the Rav Shmuliki Benayil. Lechur, even though they both say the Kinyan is Meshicha, but the Machloik says, what type of Meshicha? Like Rav before said, it's enough to move a kol shoe, and Shmuel is the one that says you have to move the whole ship. So that's the machlekes over here also. How much do you have to move? Tamara says, Lord, no, that's not the pshat. It could be the kuli yalma I karavi kishmuel. That's not the machlekes here. Both the Tanakam and Reb Nosson could hold either like Rav or like Shmuel. And the pshat is like this. Uvesvino kuli yalma loy plugi. And chanami, that's not the machlekes. If you want to buy a ship, both agree what's the kinyan for a ship. The kinyan for a ship is meshicha. What type? That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If you have to move the whole ship or move just a little bit. That's not the machlokes here though. Ki pligi, where's this machlokes tanoim here, the Tanakam and Rav Nosson? B'yosiyos. The machlokes here is about a kinyan, about oisiyos. Vochi kamalei, Rabbi Nosson Tanakam. This is what Rav Nosson said to the Tanakama.
B'svina vada medin l'cho. Rav Nosson says, I agree to you, b'svina, the kinyan is meshicha. But b'yoisiyois, dare I argue, you want to give sell somebody your shtar, the Tanakhama says there's enough mesira. Rav Nosson says, no. If you write up another shtar, that's good. Eloi loi. And I'll tell you, the plukta d'ani tanoi, this machlokes, the Tanakhama and Rav Nosson is telling this machlokes tanoim, the Tanya, you learn like this. Oisiyois, niknes b'mesira divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Tak holds like the Tanakhama of Rav Nosson that if you want to sell somebody your shtar choiv, if somebody owes you $1,000, you want to sell to somebody else, he'll have the right to collect the money. The kinyan is mesira. Just hand them over the shtar, that's enough. However, the Chachomim and the Chom say no, bein kosav leimosar, whether you wrote up a shtar and you didn't give it over. Bein mosav leikosav, whether you gave it over but you didn't write up a new shtar leikona. Ad sheyichtoi v'yimsar. That's what the Chom say. What comes out really is a three-way machlekes over here then. That the Tanakhama before, like Rebbe holds, it's enough mesira, just handing over the shtar. Rebbe Nosson says, no, you have to write a shtar. And the Chum here say you have to have both. The Chum say you have to both.